Is she still afloat?
Well, it's a long story. She's almost afloat again. But I sold her, and my back went. Old wooden boat, you can't tie him alongside the dock. My back. Yeah. I sold her to this young fellow who'd been going stern with me, and he'd been fishing for a number of years on draggers.
Do you shoot born in 43, but I may have been wrong. It may have been after that. When was she built?
No, it was 41. But, he'd rigged up with a... they was working that outside bottom down below Snow's Reef and Swan's Island, or the patches, I should say. But anyway, he was working across on that stuff, and he'd opened him. Of course, I was stern rigged, so he was towing off the after galleys and dumping the cod in straight on the deck. On a dumping mat and flipping the works over. Well, of course, he'd swallow a lot of rocks and he stove holes in his platform. He never patched them. And come October, November, before the regular season started, we had some really bad southerlies. And he tied her up stern to down at the dock with that heavy drag on her. And, she fell through the lazarette, through the holes in the platform, run the batteries down, and she sunk. So, next morning they pulled her out over to Billings Diesel, and there she sat for the next 3 years. And a young fella from Stockton Springs come down and said, you know, he approached me. I told him I'd sold it. He went and made a deal with Hal and Billings, got the boat, took it up to his backyard in Stockton Springs and fiberglassed her. Stripped her all out, and he called me up on the telephone, just matter of fact, just the other day, and asked if the federal would like to go lobstering. And I said, well, I never landed any lobsters, because it's... You know, if I wanted to go lobster, I had a regular lobster license anyway. There was no need to get a permit. Waters back then, so he was kind of disappointed. Story of her, but she's ready to go. My sense is outlive Clarence and me and the whole bunch of us. Good boat, though. Oh, this year. Of course, he has a hack condition. Had it for years, but he kind of keeps sold his boat this year. He had a little boat that Harold Chandler made, a 28-30 footer that he bester in every year with, and he put her sold her this last fall. Conditions changed on the shore over in Vinyl Haven. They're fishing big strings of gear like they are over here, and they plaster it so heavy, and of course they're hauling maybe once a week, possibly a two-night. He's not getting enough to feed a cat. So I think he just got tired.
How old is Clarence?
He's, should be 87. Getting up there.
He was old and fit, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a bit. He was.
Now, did Dandy die?
Yeah. Sad story too. He was a good fisherman. Because he and I are the same age. We grew up together. That little 28-foot Cindy L that he made. 10,000 pounds of hake in it one trip. Filled her right up for it. Filled her up for it. She was right level.
Dick Walker wanted that, but
Dick had it when he had that 2 foot nose he had there. He filled his forecastle right up to the second bunk. He had to pitch a mention for him. Yeah. He had to do something. Should have pitched his forecastle full too, right up the bunk, bed and all. Put her in, pitched her right in.
Sleep too.
Oh boy. Some fierce. Well, you know, when you get it like that, you don't want to throw him overboard. And you got to haul your gear in anyway.
Yeah.
Where is he now, Dick?